Hello, it's Phil Rush here. I was born in 1939, just before the war, and I wasn't having anything to do with it.
Whereabouts?
I was born in Melbourne, Glen Iris, a long time ago.
What was your family like growing up?
I had mum and dad, and I had two brothers, one older and one younger.
What were your brothers like to you growing up?
We got on very well, the three of us. We all played out in the backyard and played cricket and played footy and kicks things over in the next door neighbours and had to go back and get them.
What did you do when you first became an adult? What was your career?
I became a school teacher. I did that for some years. And then they asked, the powers that be, asked if I could look after all the ones who were just becoming teachers at different places. And I'd go around and see how they were getting on. Some of them were very, very unhappy because they were sent out to 250 kilometres from home, and a lot of them were young, and they had a boyfriend or a girlfriend that they wanted to get home to. So I had to make comments to them and said, go and see the parents, and they'd love to have you, and they'll take you for dinner and whatever, and they'll find it'll be a much better time if you don't just stay in your room. Go out and say hello to the parents. And they found out that that was a good thing to do. They played cards with them, they were given food, and some of them didn't have to make a meal for 2 or 3 weeks.
So you're getting them to go and establish a social life where they were rather than pining about the old one.
That's right. They'd go home at the weekend and they'd come back, and then they found it quite pleasant to go and see these other people because the teachers were the important, most important place in the little town, and so they'd look after them.
So how do you end up becoming a poet in Tasmania from being a teacher in Victoria?
Well, I came to Tassie because my daughter had gone to Scotland because she'd won a scholarship to go to Scotland for 12 months. She's a clever young lady. And so I would then, after that, I said, what would you like to do for your 25th birthday? And she said, I'd like to go down to Hobart, down to Tasmania. My wife said, oh, I'd like to come down there too. So she went down with the daughter, and they came back, and she said, we could live down there, because we'd sold our house and we were renting at the time. And I said, well, let's go and have a look. So we went down the next day. We went down, and we were prepared to stay there for some time to have a look around. So we went down to Glenhuon, and we had a look at around the place. And by 3 o'clock that afternoon, we bought a house. And it was at Judbury, which was about 8K out of town. And it was a lovely place. It had a beautiful garden. We had about 40 acres of it. And we lived there for how long? Probably 55 years, I think it was. And then my wife had the cheek to die. that wasn't a nice thing to say, but we had 55 and a half years together as husband and wife, and I'd taken her out for a few years before then. And if you look around the room, you'll see her photos all around the place. And we had trouble with having children. The doctors saw my wife and said, well, you're a nurse or an air hostess? She said, why? She said, air hostesses and nurses have all the wrong hours. You work day or night or whatever, and muddle up your body. So she said, we can give you something which may help. And she went back about 4 or 5 years later and said, I've got 4 girls under 6, how do we stop? he liked that comment. And we did. We've got 4 lovely daughters, Megan, Penny, Alana and Naomi.
Tell me about your wife. Why did you choose her?
I used to go to visit a friend of mine. I played cricket with him. And I would go over there to his place, and his wife was there, and I'd have a supper with them. And her younger sister would come over with her dog. And then they'd say, Phil will run you home, instead of walking home in the dark. So I'd drop her off. And then, must have been nearly 18 months later, I'd won some competitions in the ABC. And the competitions were for 2 people, I'm only one. So I thought, now who can I die? Poor Yvonne, she never goes anywhere. And I said, would you like to come out with me to go to these places? Oh, yes, could I? I said, yes, I'd love you to do. And anyway, at the end of the whole thing. We were the last one we weren't going. She said, could we have some supper somewhere? I said, lovely spot downstairs, down yonder. And I was sitting there and I looked at she started looking at all the pictures around the wall. And I started looking at her. And I thought, hang on, this might work. So I asked, I said, would you consider marrying me? Oh, for heaven's sake, about time she asked. She told me. So we got married.
So that's how you chose her. Why did she choose you, Phil?
Well, it wasn't exactly me choosing her and her choosing me. It was something that just sort of happened together.
What did she love about you, Phil?
Oh, I've got no idea.
When did you start writing poetry?
I used to go for the ABC and I had a poem for them on a Friday just before 1 o'clock, and it was a country hour. And I don't know how it all happened because my in grade four, Miss McIntyre used to say, well, Phil, you can say the poem from last night we learned. And I get 1.5 lines and I start to cry. I can't remember it. And now I should go back if she was still there. I've got about 15 or 20 of my poems in my head.
Well, it wouldn't be a moment with Phil Rush without the declaiming of a poem. If you've got one in your head, Phil, I would love to hear it.
Just a little one. All I wanted was a coffee at 10 o'clock today, so I walked into a coffee lounge. It wasn't far away. Can I have a cup of coffee? I asked the waitress there as I sat beside the window on a fading wooden chair. Cup of coffee, not a problem. Which would you prefer? Or just a coffee, thank you kindly, was my reply to her. Or we have a cappuccino, or black, both long or short, or Vienna or a latte, or milk of any sort. We have decaf and cacao, and plunger coffee too. Or flat white in a mug or cup, then which would do for you? Well, this left me a mite confused, and so I softly said, I think I've had a change of mind. I'll have some tea instead. Oh, that's no trouble, sir, at all. And then I heard her say, Orange Pekoe, Prince of Wales, or Little Lady Grey. We've also Irish breakfast and English breakfast too, and Jasmine and Darjeeling are both a tasty brew. We also Lapsang Souchong, and then there's China Black, or perhaps you'd herbal. There's plenty out the back. Well, I thought I was confused before, but now this waitress could have given me the choices my ever's in the world. I went in went for a coffee, but that's not what I bought. Just bring a glass of water, things. And never mind what sort.